In the beginning, this was man's only environment. Wild forests and quiet valleys, living among the elements, good and bad. But as civilization advanced, man's environments changed. And as his surroundings changed, so did his needs. The natural landscape, the outdoors, is still a vital part of man's life. But there are other environments. Today, most of man's waking hours are spent in his office or place of business, or traveling countless miles every year in his car, or in his home. Making these environments more comfortable and efficient meant new materials and products, products nature never even dreamed of providing. To make these changes required a new fund of knowledge, technology, the ability to explore raw materials, harness their special properties, and turn them into valuable products for man. It is a dedication to this unique kind of industrial knowledge, the technology and skill that provides innovative products to better man's environments, that is the foundation for the Conwet Story. The company that would come to be known as the Conwet Corporation was organized in 1921 in Cloquet, Minnesota by a consortium of 11 companies. The sole purpose for this organization was research and development. They were to develop a technology that would utilize so-called waste wood or scrub wood, the aspen or poplar that nature provided as second growth trees. And the challenge was met. The company's first technological breakthrough was the process of extracting wood fibers and putting them in a usable form. This usable form harnessed their special insulating properties. Conwet's pioneer technicians devised a process of combining wood fibers with binders, and an amazing product called balsam wool was created. Its development was considered so significant that balsam wool earned an honored place in the renowned Smithsonian Institute as the first modern-day home insulation. Today, innovative Conwet products are at work in each of man's modern-day environments. They are a result of Conwet's ever-advancing technology, manufacturing capability, and marketing skill. To discuss this growth, the president of the Conwet Corporation, Ted Weyerhaeuser.
Our basic wood fiber technology led us to the development of balsam wool, but that was just the beginning. We've extended our fiber technology to produce new properties and new products. We've expanded our research to encompass new raw materials. In fact, our percentage investment of sales dollars for technology is one of the highest of any company in the industry, and it's been a very good investment.
The early Conwet technicians expanded basic technology. They found they could produce a wood fiber blanket that would also insulate against sound. These wood fiber blankets made newsworthy contributions. They were used in airplanes, such as Lindbergh's Spirit of St. Louis.
The American flyer Lindbergh passed over Dingle Bay on the Irish coast.
And for insulating equipment on Admiral Byrd's Antarctic expedition. Movie theater owners used sound-absorbing wood fiber blankets and panels to reduce reverberation as they quickly remodeled their movie houses to accommodate the new talkies.
California, here I come, right back where...
These products served as home insulation for the next 50 years. From these beginnings, Conwet created a new family, more refined than balsam wool. In addition to acoustical and insulating properties, the cellulose fiber blankets and pads could be made to produce cushioning properties. Adding Conwet's knowledge of binders, cushioning cellulose blankets were produced thick or thin, dense or soft, to fit many uses. A special insulator pad, Tuflex, was developed for the furniture and the bedding industry. To be certain that this product would perform as expected, Conwet subjected mattresses made with Tuflex to sophisticated testing procedures. This extensive testing on specialized and often custom-designed machinery is a regular operating procedure for all Conwet products. Tuflex soon replaced mats of cotton and sisal in many applications in the bedding and furniture industry. In fact, Tuflex was so widely used, it became a major insulator padding. In a Sears catalog of this period, the Tuflex trademark was used 42 times. No other trademark appeared as often, except for Sears' own brands. While Tuflex continued to be successfully used in bedding, Conwood continued to search for better reinforcement products. New raw materials were explored. The search led to a new field of technology, plastics, and an entirely new kind of netting. Conwood plastic netting is made in a special patented extrusion process, so each joint is an integral part of the netting, able to transmit stress to surrounding strands. This new oriented plastic netting gave Tuflex a better backer and introduced a wide range of marketing possibilities for the Conwood Corporation. Meanwhile, Conwood was answering needs in other fields, especially the automotive industry. Conwood's cellulose fiber blankets and pads were a natural for automotive components, as die-cut parts for thermal and acoustical insulation, such as roof silencers and door insulators. To meet specifications, Conwood engineers introduced new properties for broader applications. Plastic films were laminated to cellulose fiber pads to increase acoustical efficiency. Plastic films and nettings gave added strength and produced products that could replace heavier parts, such as rear seat strainers. This weight reduction increased efficiency and meant better use of energy. Today, Conwood supplies these automotive components, plus dash liners and cowl insulators, pillar stuffers and wheelhouse absorbers, and more. And they supply these components to the big four manufacturers in the automotive industry. These highly engineered automotive components were made possible by a research center equipped to test vital thermal and acoustical properties. This testing is matched to the markets Conwood serves, and in this instance, features facilities that complement those at Chrysler, Ford, or General Motors, including in-car testing to determine actual results. Continued experimentation with wood fibers led to new discoveries. Conwood technicians found they could make the cellulose fibers absorb or repel water, and two new lines of environmental products were begun. For example, Conwood's HydroMulch, treated wood fibers mixed with seed, fertilizer, and water, is used for fast, effective land reclamation. Here's a dramatic example of the changes taking place with HydroMulch. This was a strip mining operation in a small town in West Virginia. And this is the same area just 7 weeks later, following land reclamation with Conwood HydroMulch fibers. Then, instead of absorbing water, cellulose fibers were modified to repel water and to attract fluids such as oil and hazardous chemicals. Conwood's special knowledge of binders was added to environmental products, and sorbents were introduced. Conwood sorbents, used to clean up oil spills in rivers and lakes, can pick up 15 to 20 times their weight in oil, yet amazingly, absorb less than 1% of water. They are also widely used in industrial plants to absorb oil waste. Conwood's history of acoustical insulating board began with new wood, a fiber board with sound and thermal insulating qualities and decorative finishes. New wood, used as ceilings and exterior sheathing, was the forerunner for a whole new line of products.
Our mineral ceiling product line is the result of manufacturing techniques developed by Conwood. Our engineers modified our wood fiber board equipment to utilize mineral fibers. This technique produced a ceiling board that meets the commercial industry need for fire resistance while providing acoustical and thermal insulation. Today, Conwood has under one roof the largest single mineral ceiling manufacturing plant in the United States. This plant produces a wide range of ceiling products with properties to meet specific architectural requirements.
Conwood found that architects and contractors wanted a ceiling that could stand up to heavy abuse during and after installation. So Conwood mineral ceiling products for commercial and residential use were developed to meet this need. Conwood rock face ceilings are manufactured with an ultra-hard fused mineral surface. It can take the roughest handling. Rock face has acoustical and fire-rated qualities, plus an extra measure of durability. Swimming pools, saunas, and outdoor soffits need ceilings that resist moisture to prevent warp and sag. Conwood ceramic ceilings meet this special requirement and carry an exclusive fire hazard rating. Kitchens, laboratories, hospitals, and supermarkets were also problem areas. A ceiling was needed that would resist penetration of dirt, grease, chemical fumes, and odors, and could be easily cleaned. Conwed bonded a vinyl-coated metal membrane to the mineral fiber, and metal-face ceiling panels were produced. As with all Conwed products, the ceiling panels undergo rigorous testing at Conwed's laboratories. These labs feature exacting equipment developed for special acoustical research. In addition to ceilings, Conwed's manufacturing capability led to another line of products. With the advent of open office landscaping, Conwed began producing room dividers for visual privacy and sound absorbers for a quiet environment in offices, libraries, and computer rooms.
A major factor in the growth of the Conwed product line is our commitment to becoming a part of the industries we serve. When Conwed began to supply office dividers, we recognized other needs of the office furnishings market. We talked with office planners, designers, and architects, and we developed products in response to their needs. To our original line of visual office dividers, we added dividers with high noise absorption properties and fire ratings, and the acoustical divider concept led to sound absorber panels for walls. Next, we added desks manufactured with special details and other furnishings for the office environment.
To better serve the contract furniture market, Conwed added new products to their line of dividers and sound absorbers. First came wooden desks, manufactured in keeping with the Conwed tradition of detailed engineering. Dovetail drawers, mirror chrome bases, matched wood grain on drawer fronts are details found in Conwed desks. Other products were added to improve work environments, credenzas and efficient modular work centers. With the assistance of a Conwed office planning specialist, a company can design an efficient office environment. And Conwed office furniture offers flexibility to accommodate the changing needs of today's business world. While still used as a durable backer for Tuflex in bedding, other Conwed plastic netting is serving many markets. Conwed netting replaced the jute scrim carrier in high-speed needle punch operations to produce a strong felt carpet padding. The superior characteristics of Conwed-oriented netting make it the perfect reinforcement for industrial paper towels. The netting is used as a backing in needle-punched blankets and to back multi-needle stitching in mattresses. In another environment, Conwed plastic netting is used in agriculture as bird protection netting over vineyards and for erosion protection. A variation of Conwed netting, this plastic tubing is used extensively in filtration of many liquids, a significant manufacturing economy over conventional tubing. To better serve the construction industry, Conwed provides modular lighting ceiling systems that include sound absorption, illumination, air handling, and partition location. Some are Conwed designed to meet special needs. This impaction ceiling system will absorb the impact of a direct blow and automatically return the panel to its normal position, undamaged. In response to a need by the bedding industry for a firm but flexible insulating material, Conwed Technology developed a carefully engineered product called Seafoam. In creating this new closed-cell polyethylene foam, as with many Conwed innovations, Conwed engineers had to design and develop the product and process, plus the machinery needed to produce Seafoam insulators.
In moving Conwed products from manufacturing to our customers, we strive to choose the distribution system and service best suited to the industry. For example, our commercial products are available through strategically located distribution centers and warehouses managed by Conwed personnel. Conwed desks are delivered in 4 to 6 weeks. That's faster than the industry standard of 6 to 12 weeks. We maintain an emergency supply of oil sorbents to back up inventories at distribution points throughout the nation. Market-oriented customer service, technology, and manufacturing skills are all important areas to Conwed. We believe we are one of the few companies who have written standards of performance covering our responsibility to the customers, shareholders, management, personnel, and the community. because it is a commitment of all Conwood personnel, we are pleased to make this booklet available to our customers and the community. These performance standards serve as a guide for the entire Conwood Corporation.
Conwood's corporate headquarters are located in St. Paul, Minnesota. Three Conwood technical centers and five manufacturing facilities are located in various parts of the United States. Conwood has a network of distributors and warehouses throughout the country. Some Conwood products are marketed outside the United States through licensees or subsidiaries in Canada, West Germany, Japan, the United Kingdom, and New Zealand, and in other locations through an export sales department. By advancing basic technologies in thermal and acoustical properties, cushioning, binders, and laminates, as well as expanding manufacturing capabilities and drawing upon marketing awareness, Conwood Corporation continues to develop innovative solutions to environmental needs through products of quality in design, manufacture, and service. Conwood products protect and renew the natural landscape. They make man's work environment more efficient, his travel more relaxing, and his home more attractive and comfortable. The future? Perhaps new raw materials, new processing methods, even new industries, and new industry needs. The challenge of meeting these future needs is the end and the beginning of the Conwood story.